The Judiciary Committee will come to order. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Chair Perez.
Here.
Vice Chair Byrd.
Here.
Republican Whip Gregory.
Here.
Ranking Member Driscoll.
Here.
Representatives Alexander.
Here.
Brannon is excused. Bousada Cabrera.
Here.
Diamond. Duggan.
Here.
Fernandez Barquin.
Here.
Fetterhoff is excused. Gottlieb.
Here.
Grawl.
Here.
Grieco.
Here.
Hart.
Here.
Learned.
Here.
Plakin.
Here.
Roach.
Present.
Salzman.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Trunau.
Thank you, Lindsay. I want to briefly remind you to keep your masks on throughout today's committee and make sure you silence your cell phones. Before we start, I do want to point out that in the crowd we have my wife, Stephanie, and my two kids, Matias and Camila. So I wanted to say hello to them while he chugs away at his milk bottle. All right, members, we have two bills on the agenda today. Let's get right to it. We'll start with Representative Zika, PCS for HB 9, Protecting Consumers Against Pandemic-Related Fraud. Representative Zika, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Good afternoon, Chairman Perez, Vice Chairman Byrd, and Ranking Member Driscoll and Deputy Whip Gregory, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 9, Protecting Consumers Against Fraud During a Pandemic. House Bill 9 establishes criminal penalties and authorizes civil remedies to protect Floridians from fraud as they seek to get vaccinated or get personal protective equipment during a pandemic. The federal, state, and local officials have warned Florida consumers to be careful of offers to get special access to the COVID-19 vaccine or personal protective equipment in exchange for money or other valuable consideration. They often use authentic-looking but fake websites to lure unsuspecting consumers into paying for vaccines or appointments that never materialize. This bill, members, sends a loud and clear message that Florida House of Representatives will protect consumers against fraud during a pandemic. This is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions on this bill? Okay, we're on public testimony. Pamela Fort from Florida State Conference of the NAACP Branches waves in support. Zane Smith from AARP also waves in support. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate? Representative Zika, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is an important legislation that protects Florida consumers against fraud during a pandemic. I'm going to take this moment to thank staff and Chairman Perez for his support during this process, and also thank Speaker Sprouse for his leadership and support in this important legislation. I ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Representative Zika, having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Brannon is excused. Bousada Cabrera.
Yes.
Byrd.
Yes.
Diamond.
Yes.
Driscoll.
Yes.
Duggan.
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin.
Yes.
Fetterhoff is excused. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Grawl.
Yes.
Gregory.
Yes.
Grieco.
Yes.
Hart.
Yes.
Learned.
Yes.
Plakin.
Yes.
Roach.
Yes.
Salzman.
Yes.
Snyder.
Yes.
Trunau.
Yes.
Chair Perez.
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lindsay. Members, by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Zika.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
All right, members, we're moving along. Next, we're going to hear from Representative Mariano on House Bill 515, Duties of the Attorney General. Representative Mariano, good to see you. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair Perez and members of the committee. Today I have House Bill 515 relating to the duties of the Attorney General. This bill seeks to clean up old and obsolete functions of the Office of the Attorney General, ensures the Crime Compensation Trust Fund can be self-sufficient, and extends the AG's ability to use de-identified PDMP data in her opioid litigation. The main sections of the bill accomplish the following. Seeks to remove obsolete language, which makes the Attorney General the official reporter of the Florida Supreme Court. Removes the Department of Legal Affairs from the review of small restitution claims received by other agencies. The new language allows for the claims to be processed in the agency responsible for the person. This proposed change has been made in consultation with affected agencies. seeks to eliminate the obsolete and unfunded language of the Safe Neighborhood Improvement District Program in relation to the duties assigned to the Department of Legal Affairs. This will not affect current or future Safe Neighborhood Improvement District programs. Exempts the Crimes Compensation Trust Fund from the general revenue surcharge, ensuring the solvency of the fund and allowing more money to help victims of crime. Establishes a default rule that the price gouging statute remains in effect for the initial 60-day period of the declared state of emergency and can be extended if the executive order specifically references sections 501.160 Florida statute. This would permit the governor to extend the period if needed due to unique circumstances of the emergency. This proposed change has been made in consultation with the governor's office. Shifts the responsibility of overseeing the Convenience Business Security Act to DBPR. This proposed change has been made in consultation with them. And 2 years ago, I passed House Bill 1253 that allowed the Attorney General to use de-identified PDMP information for opioid litigation that will sunset this year. This extends that sunset to 2023. This is needed for their current opioid litigation, and without this extension, the data would be inadmissible in court. That is the bill. Mr. Chair.
Sarge, that noisy young man, if you got to get him out, it's all you. All right, members, we have two amendments on this bill, but I want to see if you guys have any questions on the bill before we get into the amendments. Okay, let's start with amendment number one, number 559967. Representative Mariano, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment incorporates the language that is being deleted in 501.1603 into 501.1602. Moreover, it treats self-storage units and dwelling facilities under the same guidelines as commodities associated with an emergency. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Okay, any testimony? No testimony. Members, we're on debate. Any debate on the amendment? None. Representative Mariano, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
We've closed.
All members in favor of the amendment, please say yay.
Yay.
All members opposed? Show that amendment adopted. Let's move over to the second amendment. Amendment two, number 138427. Representative Mariano, you are recognized to explain this amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a technical amendment that adds a cross-reference to Chapter 960.213. So it mirrors the change being adopted in Chapter 215.22. This is in reference to the exemption of the 8% surcharge from general revenue. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Members, any questions on this amendment? Any testimony, Lindsay? None. Members in debate? Any debate on the amendment, members? Representative Mariano, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
We have closed.
All members in favor of the amendment, please say yay.
Yay.
All members opposed? Show that amendment adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. Any questions? Any testimony, Lindsay? Daniel Olson from the Office of the Attorney General, who waves in support. Richard Martin from the Office of the Attorney General. Members, we're in debate. Representative Mariano, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I will waive close, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Representative Mariano, having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander.
Yes.
Brennan is excused. Busada Cabrera.
Yes.
Byrd.
Yes.
Diamond.
Yes.
Driscoll.
Yes.
Duggan.
Yes.
Fernandez Barquin.
Yes.
Fetterhoff is excused. Gottlieb.
Yes.
Grawl. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Plakin?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Perez?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lindsay. Members, by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Mariano.
Thank you.
Members, if there's no further business, that concludes. Oh, we got some. Yes, Representative,
go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to introduce my granddaughter, Zyleria, who's standing at the back of the room. She's here as a page this session. Thank you.
Anything else, members? All right, Representative Driscoll moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.